of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. You have your seats. Amen. We'll just continue reading here. Amen. I wanted to read down all the way to verse 29. I know it's a lengthy scripture, but verse 22, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man. I've always liked that scripture. That if God had foolishness, if he was foolish, that foolishness would be wiser than the wisdom of the world. Amen. But we know God is not foolish. We know that every time when God thinks something, amen, that is established. That is, you could just put a period on that. That is, thus saith the Lord, and that's got to come to pass. Amen. Praise God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. And this is the reason why, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Praise God. I just want to talk this evening just a little bit. And maybe we might get a little technological this evening. But you just bear with me. I'm trying to make a point. Hopefully it'll get somewhere. Amen. But you know, We work with technology. We deal with technology, and every day, you know, it's the life that we are consumed by nowadays. And Amen. And so, and you know, and I got to thinking that the other night that, you know, one of the greatest technological things in our day is AI, artificial intelligence. And if you haven't heard about it, then maybe you can get, you know, get up to speed with it. It's definitely not Windows 95 or DOS. I could tell you that. And those were foundations, but it's something very advanced. And maybe you older ones will not probably understand what we're talking about. But we are heading into an age where artificial intelligence is going to be the dominant thing in our computing world and in many areas of our life. Some of you even have artificial intelligence wearing them on your bodies right now if you have smartwatches and things like that. So it's very prevalent, and we see it in our day. And you know, I got to thinking that, you know, we think about artificial intelligence, and you think about those words, artificial intelligence, artificial. Well, usually when we think about artificial, it's something something meh, you know. Something, you know, it's a love and hate type of thing, you know. It's something, you can have an artificial tooth, but it's not nothing like your real tooth, you know. You can have an artificial, whatever, artificial hair, but it's not nothing like the hair that you were born with, right? You know, that's maybe some of you sisters or some of you brothers too, you know. It's not nothing. I wish I had my hair back, you know, and all that. And but it's not nothing like the real thing. The real deal is always the best, right? And artificial is always something that gets in between the real and you see, and makes you think that it is the real thing. Right? Amen. And you live with it. Sure. And you enjoy it. But again, it comes from the knowledge of the tree of knowledge of what? Of good and evil. Right. You see? So it can be used for good, but it also can be used for evil. Right. But the original creator, amen, the one who created heavens and earth, the one where natural comes from, the one where everything original comes from, amen, it's always good. It's always good, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And I'm so glad this evening, amen, that we serve a good God.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I serve a good God.
Amen.
Amen. I serve a God, amen, who is interested in my life, amen, who is interested in what's going on personally and knows everything personally going on in your life and is interested in it, amen. We sometimes the devil tries to deceive us makes us think that God is not interested in our life and personally, but yet God was the one who created and put you here, amen. How would he not be interested in what you're going through at this very moment? Amen. Because it was God, amen, who brought you here. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. And you know, we've elevated this artificial intelligence in the last couple of years as something almost godlike now. And if we're not careful, it will eventually head that way. Amen. And I remember Brother Branham, he was saying something on the lines of that when they start working in the laboratory of God, then he's going to have to step in. When they start getting in there and they start getting in God's laboratory, amen, that's when he steps in, praise the Lord. Because he knows that it's ultimately going to lead to destruction. It will always.
Amen.
Who is the originator? Who is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
Amen.
We know it's nothing but Satan.
Right.
Amen. But yet, who is the tree of life? It's Jesus Christ. So Satan always, he's the author of destruction. He's the author of lies. He's the author of all these things. So, but yet it starts very, very, very good and gets you really into it. And when you don't know it, you have fallen in for it and you're in it. And that's the reason why Laodicea is considered lukewarm. Because we're like boiling frogs. We're like the boiling frog. Laodicea is like the boiling frog that have been placed in the pot and is boiling slowly, slowly, slowly until eventually it will be death.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why. But God gave a solution for this day, for this age. Amen.
Right.
Get of his eye salve. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. He's got eye salve so that you can open your eyes. Amen. And see, amen, what's going on in the hour that we're living in. And we see it through the lens of his word. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We don't have to be blind. Amen. We can see and we can know by the message of the hour. Amen. In the day that we're living in. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
So Brother Brandon would put it like this. He said this. He said in the Marriage of the Lamb in 1962, he said that's the way the churches are too many today. We're just taking the name of the Christian church, pretending to be the bride. When it's artificially, we're not connected with Christ in any way.
Right.
Amen. And I just wonder tonight, and I sincerely ask you this evening, amen, because the title of my message this evening is Human Wisdom versus God's Wisdom, and which one dominates you?
Right.
Which one dominates you? Amen.
Right.
I was gonna call it AI versus. God's creative intelligence, but that, I just left it alone, went a more spiritual route with it. But I want you to sincerely ask yourself that question. Amen. Are you truly connected with Christ? Amen. No, I'm not saying are you connected with the church? I'm not saying are you connected with just want your experience? Or I'm not saying are you connected because you knew the message, you've known the message for 30 years. That's not what I'm talking about. Are you truly connected, amen, with the person of Christ this evening? Amen. Praise God. The life of the life, amen. The creator of all things, amen. The one, amen, who can change, amen, your heart. Who can change, amen, when something is going one way in your life, amen. And when you turn to him, amen, he can change and turn those things around for you. Praise God. Unfortunately, we like to just go to the artificial thing instead, because it feels good, and it's the less, it's the easier route.
Right. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Rand continues to say, we're not connected with Christ in any way. We're like an artificial tooth, an artificial arm, artificial eyes. See, it's something that's artificial. If we're just putting it on, he says, well, you can't put on Christianity. You've got to be connected with it. Amen. And there is a true life that comes out of a true experience with God. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. And the temptation is to get lukewarm and to get, I know a lot now and I'm established now, so then I could just put this on cruise control and you see, but you don't understand and you don't realize, amen, that is leading you to death. Amen. Praise God. You'll be surprised at that day, amen, the ones who will enter in and the ones who don't enter in. We will be surprised. I just want to be one of the ones who enter in. Amen. Praise God. And so this, therefore, that's why I want to be connected, amen, to that tree of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that's the thing and that's the key that gives us life. Amen. It's this word. Hallelujah. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. So when we go back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, we see there that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And when we look at the word created there, or the word creator means originator, architect, or designer. Amen. An originator, he had an original thought, spoke it, and came to be. Praise God. You were an original thought. Oh my, what a wonderful thing it is to think, amen, that I was in God's mind, amen, and he was thinking of me, and here I am here on earth in order to express him in this hour, amen. In this age that you're living in, praise God, you were placed here to express him, not to express yourself. Amen. Praise God. And so that word means originator, architect, designer, amen. And God made man in his own image, amen. To be little gods here on this earth. You see, if he was a creator, then the ones that he created were supposed to be creators as well. Amen. Jesus Christ told the Pharisees one day, then I call you gods. You see, in other words, we were supposed to be creators. Amen. You're the ones who creates atmospheres in your lives. Amen. Praise God. Brother Bram said if you could create worlds and live in them. Amen. If you just realize the power that lies within you. Amen. In this hour. Amen. But sometimes we find out that we bring, amen, atmospheres that are negative to the atmosphere that Christ would bring in a, amen. Ask yourself sometimes. Amen. When I come and step into the room, what are people thinking? What kind of atmosphere am I bringing? Are people pleased to see me there? Happy to see me there? Or is it the opposite? Because you are a creator. And you do create the atmospheres around you. That atmospheres that will attract man or that will deter man. Right? Oh, but it's everybody else's fault. Amen. No, it can't be everybody else's fault. No, no, it's got to be something, amen. What kind of atmosphere are you creating? You see? And we are creators. In Genesis 1:26, God said this, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." You see? So they were to have dominion. Amen. God wanted man to use his creative powers to replenish the earth. Amen. To be fruitful and multiply. Amen. You see? At the beginning, and Brother Branham spoke about this. At the beginning, man, Adam, was supposed to speak the word and we would come into existence. Amen. According to those names in the book. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We were supposed to come that way. But you see, sin came in the picture, and that stopped that. Amen. Praise God. And then Jesus had to come in, amen, and defeat that and come and restore that back. Now we can speak the word. Amen. We can create situations. We can create. Amen. He said, speak to that mountain. Praise God. But we have a hard time. Amen. My artificial tooth is hurting. We feel like it's hurting. Not supposed to hurt. because it's artificial. And we can't heal a toothache. We have a hard time. Just little things like that. Amen. I know it's tough. I do it too. I run to the ointment. I run to the doctor. I run to the dentist. You see? Thank God for the dentist. Thank God for the ointment. And thank God for the solution. Amen. That you can rinse your mouth with and it'll help out. Praise God. But originally, amen, it wasn't so from the beginning. You see? We were supposed to be creators. Amen. Praise God. And you know, just like Mary, she bore Jesus. Amen. God spoke the word. She gave birth to Jesus in that way. That was the way that Adam, amen, was supposed to do at the beginning. Praise God. Amen. But Satan, of course, who is the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he came in the picture and perverted that original way. Amen. And so now we are in the mess that we're in. But thank God for restoration in this hour. Oh my, we just thank God, amen, that everything that the canker worm ate and everything that the locust worm ate and everything, amen, that all those individual worms ate, amen, but God said, I will restore. Amen. You and me couldn't do it, amen, but thank God that God restored it for us. Praise the Lord Jesus. And now we can grow, amen, into his image in this hour, amen. There's no excuses in this hour, saints. Hallelujah. There's no excuses. Amen. We have an open book in this hour.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we can read from an open book. Sure. Now, let me just read to you real quick what the word artificial means. And the word artificial refers to something that is man-made. Amen. Unnatural or not genuine. And it comes from the Latin artificialis, meaning made by art rather than occurring naturally. I thought that was very curious. Amen. Because when artificial intelligence, we've had artificial intelligence now for several years. However, and I guess it really, really kicked in, and there was a purpose for it. They want to get you very nice and cozy with it. But they got the real stuff. They're just giving you the crumbs right now. They got the real stuff. But you could just, if you don't know what it is, you could go to something called ChatGPT, just kind of briefly explain it to you. You can tell ChatGPT, hey, I have this list right here. There's this organized of data that I have. Can you organize all this data for me in a nice column? And it'll just fix it for you. All you do is just give it prompts. Can you add an image in between this portion of the data and this? Of this, that, and that. It'll just add it right there. It'll do all kinds of nifty little things, and a whole lot more. I'm sure Brother Bob knows more than I do about it, because he's done some nifty things with it. But it's very, very, very interesting. Amen. Yeah. Now that's you telling something, a machine, to do something for you. Yeah. Oh my! How about you speaking the word in this hour? Amen. 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 That's the original.
Amen.
Amen. That's why Jesus said, amen, speak to this mountain.
Amen.
Praise God. Speak to the storm.
Amen.
Amen. Speak to the rain. Speak to whatever it is that's bothering you in your life. Amen.
Amen.
And you watch God don't come in on the scene. Amen.
Amen.
If you've got faith in this word in this hour.
Amen.
If a machine, amen, a fallen machine, amen, that came from the knowledge of good and evil, from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, can obey your command, how much more God, amen, can he obey your command, amen, when you believe his word. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
He said, ask and you shall receive.
Right, right.
Praise God. Seek and you shall find. Amen. You want to be like his image? Just continue to read about his image and you'll become like his image. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's more beyond than just giving me a picture of Jesus, amen, praying under a tree or something like that. Amen.
Right, right.
Praise God. You become, amen, that same life in this hour.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And you see, it's all it is the world copying what the original was.
Right, amen.
Amen. And it's very curious, because they're elevating AI, artificial intelligence, as something, awesome and wonderful, you know, whatever that phrase is, better than sliced bread or something like that. And yet, it couldn't have happened if there was not an original creator first.
Right.
An original intelligence first.
Yes,
You see, because there can't be artificial intelligence if there wasn't something real first. Amen. But yet it's being elevated as something almost godlike. And if we're not careful, amen, our lives, amen, if we elevate ourselves above the word, amen, you become God, amen. And what you say and what you think is better than what the word than what the word says, and that's dangerous ground. That's the reason why many people have gone astray, have gone with their own ideas and draw a lot of man behind them and following them and pushing their own ideas. And where do we find them now? Amen. In this hour. So it's very interesting. So that word comes from the Latin art artificialis, meaning made by art rather than occurring naturally. Man-made, it's man-made. It's something that's created by humans rather than occurring naturally, like artificial light, artificial turf. It's fake or imitation, something that mimics the real thing but lacks authenticity. It lacks authenticity. I want you to remember that word, amen. Artificial flavor or artificial intelligence, amen? Praise God. You know, I've had some drinks and I've had some food that my, it says if it tastes like strawberry, it's got some really strong strawberry taste. But it's not made. When you look at the ingredients, there's no strawberries in it. Or anything like that. It's artificial. It makes you think that it's real. And that's the reason why we accept it. Because the whole point is to make us think that it is. And that it's the real thing. And in reality, it's not. It came from the original. Praise God. It's superficial or insincere. Something forced. Not genuine or lacking real emotion. Amen. That's what the word artificial means. Amen. Oh my, I want to be sincere in this hour. Amen. You know what Brother Branham was told in this hour when he was the angel told him, he said, if you could just be more sincere. Amen. And if Brother Branham was told that, how much more us in the hour that we're living in? We think that we thought that Brother Branham was the most sincere man that lived upon this earth outside of Jesus Christ. Right. Amen. Amen. Especially in that day when he was still alive with us. Right. I just don't know. It was so sincere that people even thought that he was Jesus Christ. Right. Amen. How much more us, I mean, should we be sincere in the hour that we're living in?
Right, Brother. Amen. Ah.
So it's the opposite of artificial is natural. Genuine or authentic. Amen. Praise God. Now I'll just read you a couple of quotes. I'll do a lot of reading tonight. I'm going to try not to hoop and holler a lot this evening. But we'll see how the Lord leads. Amen. Brother Branham says this. Remember when he talked about the bogus dollar? He said, of course we know the devil has patterns and types of everything that God has. Everything that Satan has is secondarily that he patterned off of God. Amen. So Satan does not have an original idea. Or let's better yet, the tree of knowledge of good and evil does not have an original idea. Praise God. It could not have existed if the tree of life wasn't there first. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. Everything that Satan has is secondarily that he patterned off of God. Every bogus thing has something original to be made off of. If there was no real dollar, the bogus dollar would be the original in the first. You see? And as long as there is a bogus, only proves that there is a real one somewhere. Amen. Praise God. We see all this fakery in this hour. Amen. And people act fake sometimes. And people look fake sometimes. Just go to Atlanta and you'll see that. They look fake and then they act fake and fake. Everybody is being comfortable about being fake. But amen, you don't have to be fake in this hour, saints. Amen. You can really have something genuine. Young people, you can have something real in this hour, something true, a true, genuine experience. Amen. Don't settle for fake. Don't settle for artificial. Amen. Settle for the true word of God in this hour. Amen. Something that can change you from the inside out, amen, that will cause you to be a better son or a better daughter or a better husband or a better wife, amen. Praise God. Sometimes we feel like, well, you know, sometimes that you feel like you're just going through the motions.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
And yet you're comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. Come on, brother.
But something tells you that it shouldn't be that way.
All right, brother.
But still, I'm going to just keep going. Mm-hmm. And then the next month comes, I'll change things later. You know, I know as long as I'm getting to church, as long as I'm doing, you know, what I'm supposed to do and what everybody sees from the outside, that's what's more important to you. But God knows you have a heart problem. And you know that God knows you have a heart problem. So that's where we want to look to the real.
Amen.
Come back to the original. Come back to where you left Christ. Amen. Wherever you left him, that's where you're going to find him. Amen. That's what Brother Branham said. Amen. If he's there waiting for you, then just come back to him. He didn't leave you. You left him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And as long as there is a bogus, only proves that there is a real one somewhere. Amen. A real one. So when you see something the devil is doing, remember, God has got something far beyond that.
Amen.
Amen. That he's trying to impersonate here. But Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them.
Amen.
In another message, Brother Branham said, and now he promised to do that again. The Son of Man would reveal himself like he did at Sodom. The world is in that condition. The church is in that condition. Now has God kept his word? Amen. I'll ask you that. Brother Branham's asking that question. Now has God kept his word? Has God kept his word in your life? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Then why settle for something fake when you can have something real?
Amen.
Amen. When you can have a real life, genuine life in this hour. Now, with this, I am not saying that stop going to ChatGPT and stop using things that have to do with AI. I'm not telling you that. That's not what I'm saying. That's between you and God. However, I use AI. And everything that's integrated in the day that we're living in, amen, it's becoming more to that. That's a technology that even cars are using that now. So that they could track you a little bit. I mean, but anyways. And so that technology is there. You see, and we can't get away from it. But you see, you have to know how to balance things in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Now, has God kept his word? See if he has or not. Oh, we've had signs, jumping, speaking in tongues, prophecy, so forth. But wait, there's another sign, he said. Amen. We have many carnal impersonations. That just makes the real one shine.
Amen.
Amen. Any bogus dollars should make the real one shine. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
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 You know, I've been to meetings, and I'll just be real. We're just family here, right?
Amen.
I've been to meetings, and you can kind of tell, you know, sister gets up dancing or shouting or something like that. And I've told my wife, you know what? Praise the Lord. But you could kind of tell that's just put on, you know?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I just have, I don't know. That's just something that God's given me, and I could just kind of spot a fake when you see it. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you what. I'll tell you what. Sunday when I was in there, Brother Aaron was up here getting happy. I could tell that was something genuine. Amen. Praise God. Hey, the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart. I will dance like David danced, as the song said. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And that's exactly what Brother Aaron did. So we appreciate that. Amen. Praise the Lord. But so we need more of that sometimes, you know, to truly, honestly get happy before before God. Because he's made us happy.
Amen.
We are supposed to be happy people.
Amen.
Amen. We're supposed to be happy people in this hour. So that just makes a real one shine. See, the fake Christian just makes the real Christian shine. And so that's the reason why you need it. You need the fake Christian to be there in order for the real one to shine. You see? Brother Branham said that you don't know a good woman unless there's a bad one. You see? Or a good man in order there's a bad man. You see? So you need these opposites, amen, to be there. You need negative and positive in order to make for something to show.
Amen.
Now, I want to ask you this question. Do you have that mark of authenticity in your life? All right. I've told you to remember that word. Do you carry that mark of authenticity? Amen. Authenticity means something authentic. Something real. Something original. Amen?
Amen.
For example, if you wear Rolex watches, I don't.
Yeah.
Can't afford them. They are nice. But a brother one time gave me, and I actually have it in my house, a fake Rolex watch. My wife knows who it was. He's not with us anymore. And it was supposed to mimic that style of watch, I think he told me, this is what he told me. He said, it doesn't hold a battery. It moves or something with the pulse of your pulse, and it moves or something like that. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. And this is a Folex? Yeah. Even the Folex was doing that. Wow. So it did. It ran for maybe a year or two years. And now it's sitting in my closet and it's not running anymore. Why? Because it's not authentic. It looked just like a Rolex, but it was a Folex. And it's not working now. And now even the little areas, little lines where the hour and the minutes are, you know, they're falling off. And so it's almost like that little game where the in the water where the little hoops are coming. That's how my watch is now. I can shake it and I can hear it. And it's supposed to be a Rolex. My goodness. But you see, it's fake. And when something is fake, eventually it'll fall. When something is not real, eventually it will show its true colors. Amen. You see? So knockoffs, amen, fake Rolexes, or true Rolexes, they come with a certificate of authenticity.
Right. Amen.
Amen. You pay all that money, you want to get a real thing.
Yep.
They come with a certificate, a serial number, and a high quality craftsmanship. But a knockoff, a fake Rolex or a Folex, may look identical but lacks precision, durability, and the official verification from Rolex. And eventually it won't last as long. So you want to look like, amen, the real thing. But eventually you're going to either have to buy a real Rolex or buy another Folex. Because yours ain't going to last that long. Amen. Sneakers are the same. You know, Nike or Adidas shoes have specific designs, details, unique barcodes and official packaging. Fake versions may copy that design, but are made of subpar materials and lack the comfort and durability. So they won't last as long. You see? I had a pair of shoes that looked almost just like Jordans, like the original Jordans back from the 1980s, late 80s. And I used to like playing basketball a lot, so I knew about Jordans and shoes and things like that. I had them sitting in my basement the other day, and I went out. I used them to go walking out in the backyard and everything. I put them on, and the whole bottom just fell off of them as I was walking. I said, I know these ain't Jordans. You see? So, again, that just goes to prove, amen, how important it is for your life to be something genuine. Amen. Because how many people have we seen fallen in the hour that we're living in? In the last several years that we've been, people have fallen who we thought that were just so genuine Christians, and we just thought that they, you know, everything was going so good for them. And now, where are they at? My. And you see, so it pays to know, amen, if you have the goods or if you don't have the goods. Am I truly a Christian, or am I just somebody who just gives lip service? Do I really know this word the way I'm supposed to know, or do I just, or am I ashamed of it? Amen. Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of the salvation." Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, in Matthew 7, I told you we'll just read a little bit, but Jesus says this. He says in Matthew 7:15, he says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." You know, in the hour that we're living in, we're supposed to have, Christians are supposed to be discerning. Amen. That's part of that discernment is part one of the gifts.
Right.
Amen. But we all have, we all have a little bit of discernment. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. We should at least. And with the Holy Ghost, amen, God has given us even more. Amen.
Right.
And then there's some that have that gift of discernment. You
right.
see?
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we should be discerning in this hour, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Jesus says this, ye shall know them by their fruits. Amen. In other words, what they produce in their life. If they say one thing and it doesn't produce what they are saying or what is in this word, amen, that you don't have to listen to them.
Amen.
Oh, that sounds strong. You don't have to obey them. Amen. Jesus says, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? In other words, do you get grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Verse 17, he says, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. Amen? Mm-hmm. Praise God. And let's just look at the life of Brother Branham. Amen. That man, everything he preached brought me back to Christ.
Amen.
I don't care what people say.
Amen.
I don't care what people say about that cloud. I don't care what people say about anything. Everything, that word that he preached didn't never take me to him. It always took me to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You see? But then you bring other preachers and other people that have come on the scene. Amen. If they're pulling you to themselves. Amen. Then they're preaching another gospel.
Right. Right.
And they're not preaching the original.
Amen.
They're not preaching the genuine. It's artificial.
Amen.
What they're bringing. Amen. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down, or in other words, cut down,
Amen.
And it's cast into the fire.
Amen.
Wherefore, Jesus said this, wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them.
Amen.
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 So be discerning in this hour that we're living in. Praise God.
Yeah. Right.
Do not get caught up, amen, but with personalities, amen, but be discerning. Discern in this hour, amen. What's the intention? What's the agenda? What's the idea behind what's being said?
Right.
What's being done? What's going on? Amen.
Right.
Discern, amen, and use the word as the foundation.
Amen.
Use the prophet's message, amen, as a guide. The thing is, we don't understand the message, amen, and we don't use, Brother Branham already said, amen, what's going to happen, amen, in later years to come.
Right.
Praise God. This thing's got to go back to Mama Rome.
Yep. Right.
As sure as thus saith the Lord is.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
Right.
So be discerning of what's going on in the hour that we're living in.
Amen.
That you not fall, amen, into hurrah, 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 amen, and forget what the Word of God is saying. Because it's so easy, amen, to just fall into the motions and to the where everybody is going.
Yep,
and you're not realizing, amen, this is taking me away further from God.
Right, right.
God is trying to strike, take us back. Brother Branham said that the angels now are trying to run us to the tree of life.
Right.
Amen. Back to him, back to the tree of life.
Right.
Amen. We're letting other things around us, amen, drawing us away from that. Be discerning in this hour. I beg of you. And I believe that in the hour, in the next several years, amen, you're going to hear that word even more.
Amen.
Discern, discern, discern. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Now watch what Paul says in 2 Corinthians. Amen. Remember, we want the original. We don't want fake. We want the original. Amen. I'm trying to move a little quicker now. But I will continue. This is Paul speaking, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation so that you can understand it a little better. But I will continue doing what I have always done. This is Paul speaking. This will undercut those who are looking for an opportunity to boast that their work is just like ours. These people are false apostles. They are deceitful workers who disguise themselves as apostles of Christ. But I am not surprised, Paul says. Even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light.
Amen?
Amen. So it is no wonder that his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. In the end, they will get the punishment their wicked deeds deserve. Amen? So we see that Satan can also be, he can look so genuine, so real, so good, and so, what did he say? Satan disguises himself as an angel of
Amen.
Of darkness?
No,
an angel of light.
Amen.
And what is God?
Amen.
God is light.
Amen.
And in him is no darkness at all.
Right.
But you see, Satan can come to you in that way, but yet there be darkness within him. Just like them Pharisees, dead man's bones inside, even though they were showing
right.
light on the outside.
Amen.
You see? So it's fakery.
Yep.
And in the end, fakery has to go out, has to be thrown away,
right.
has to be taken down, will eventually fall.
Right.
And now we're living in an hour, and in this hour, amen, it's fake.
I would just...
caution you, amen. Everything that you see in the media,
yeah.
amen. Please be discerning.
Right. Amen. Right.
There is more psychological things happening right now in this hour that you're living in. You don't realize.
Right, amen.
Do not take it for face value.
Yeah. Right.
Otherwise, you'll be deceived.
Amen. Right.
Oh, but I know the message. I can't be deceived. But is that message in you?
That's right, amen.
The message is Christ.
Amen.
The Christ should be in you. And in Christ, amen, a true experience with Christ, amen, will cause you to be discerning.
Sure.
Amen. It's okay to support, you know, and all that. That's okay. Pray for your leaders and all that. That's good. That you know, Paul talked about that. Amen. But he said to be established. Be established. Your leaders one day will come to these doors and they will padlock these doors. Where will you stand that day? With your leaders? No. You got to make a stand at some point. Amen? I'm just being real with you. Amen. Now, earlier in that chapter, Paul said this. I hope you will put up with a little more of my foolishness, he said. Please bear with me. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. For I am jealous for you with the jealousy of God himself. I promised you as a pure bride to one husband, amen, which is Christ. But I fear that somehow your pure and undivided devotion to Christ will be corrupted. Now, he's talking to the Corinthians back at that time. And history is repeating itself now. Just as Eve was deceived by the cunning ways of the serpent. He's talking to Christians here. He's not talking to the drunk man or the prostitute outside. He's talking to Christians.
Amen.
You happily put up with whatever anyone tells you, Paul says, even if they preach a different Jesus than the one we preach, or a different kind of spirit than the one you received, or a different kind of gospel than the one you believed.
Amen.
Right? So I wanted to read that because all this started from Genesis chapter 3. Amen. The knowledge of good, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And when you read there, it says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Now, I want you to take a look at the context here, because when they were deceived, when Eve was deceived, she gave to her husband. Her husband and her partook. And then now, what is the consequence of that? Now, what are they doing? They put something on themselves, a fig leaf religion, to cover up the original that God had given them. In other words, they were using religion, something fake, something that wasn't original,
right.
Amen. And now they were going to live this way.
Right.
And you see, and God has not called us, amen, to that, amen. Praise God. You be careful in your life, saints, amen, what you are using in your life to cover your life with, amen.
Right.
Praise God. If it's not the word of God, amen. If it's not, amen, a genuine experience with God, then leave it alone.
Amen.
Amen. We want to be covered with the real, amen, not fig leaves.
Amen.
I'm afraid a lot of us, we act, amen, and live by fig leaf religion.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Be careful, amen, that you're not just covering your life with spiritual fig leaves, but that you truly have the baptism of the Holy Ghost in your soul. Amen. Amen. Because the Pharisees, they were covering their spiritual death with religion. Right? And so that's the trap in this hour. Because remember, in justification, amen, when you're justified, amen, your past sins are chopped off, right? You repent of your sins and they're chopped off. Now you're entering into a stage of sanctification, right?
Amen.
Where you're letting aside, amen, all the, you're dropping things off the world, amen, and forgetting smoking and drinking and gambling and all those things. You're trying to, you're seeing that those bad habits are not good for you. They're not good for your family. They're not good for the church. They're not good. So you're letting those things go. But you let go of all those things and you're not doing them anymore. And when we don't continue, that is the trap right there. Because now you got religion. And religion is good, but religion is dangerous at the same time. Amen. Because you can think, I've got it. I've done. I'm where I need to be. I've let go of these things. I don't do them anymore. I genuinely do not smoke anymore. I genuinely do not do these things anymore. These bad habits. And you stay right there. And then you don't go further on into the baptism to a genuine experience with Christ, where His life is in you, and you're in Him, and He's in you. Then that's a trap. You're living just like Judas, because Judas got to justification and sanctification, but did not go to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And what ended up happening? He was a fake. He was artificial, right? And what ended up happening to his artificial life? Around Jesus and around the disciples. Around the disciples and around everybody. He was just a good treasurer. Did not break anything. Amen. He had his hair parted really well. And I mean, he was probably the best looking one maybe in amongst them, you know, amongst the disciples. He wore nice smelling cologne and all that. I mean, he was probably... And, I mean, he was a good accountant. I'm just, Brother John. I mean, he was the sharpest guy out of all of them. And Peter, the one who was foul-mouthed and he had a bad temper, but yet God was the one, Jesus was the one dealing with Peter the most. Because he knew that, amen, that out of that, I can make something out of that. Amen. Because that's real. Peter was just being real. You see?
Amen.
Peter was just being himself. But Judas was a fake. Judas was artificial. Amen.
Right.
And eventually he showed his true colors. And what happened to him? He went and hung himself.
Yeah.
What happens to everything artificial? It has to die.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Right. It has to die. And eventually it shows its true colors.
Amen.
You see? So sanctification, I just want to reiterate that point, and we'll almost be done here. Sanctification is a very dangerous point for you to be in.
Amen.
Make sure that you have the goods.
Amen.
Amen. Make sure that you're full, genuinely full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Because we can be covering ourselves up with the fig leaves of religion.
That's right.
Yep.
I go to church. I read my Bible. I pray. I do these things. Amen. But you can't discern the word. You don't have revelation. And when somebody asks you about, what does the word say about this? You don't know what to tell them. That means you don't have a relationship with
Amen.
The word. Amen. I know I say that all the time. But it's very shameful. Amen. That you have to call your pastor up to explain to someone what
Amen.
Water baptism in the name of Lord Jesus Christ is. You should know that for yourself.
Amen.
You should be able to tell people about it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So it's very important in this hour that you become one. See, Judas was around the disciples. They didn't know that he was that way. But the life, the tree of life that was there, he knew. Jesus knew who he was. Amen. Praise God. So just real quick. Amen. And thinking about artificial, amen, and AI in this hour that we're living in. If we're over-reliant upon AI, it can weaken our critical thinking, our creativity, and personal responsibility, and it leads us to intellectual stagnation. If our life is totally reliant, you know, it reminds me of if you ever seen that movie WALL-E. Have you ever seen that movie WALL-E? It's a Disney movie, a Pixar movie that came out back in 2012. Go Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about. But anyways, in that movie, everybody was living here on Earth. But then eventually, supposedly, they went up to space, and everybody was going to live in space. And the humans didn't have to do anything else anymore. The robots were going to do everything for them. Yeah, and then life was so good, and everything was so amazing. And you saw the humans; they were riding around in chairs around, and they were floating around, and the robots would come and do pedicures for them and all kinds of things. You see, seemed like a good life, but they were in that life. They were becoming very, very unhealthy. They were gaining weight. They were getting sick. They stopped realizing, amen, what they didn't even recognize what earth was anymore.
Wow. Yeah.
Like what actual dirt was. Yeah. Trees, they were forgetting all these things because of what they were originally supposed to be. Because they had let robots and things and other things take over. You see?
Right.
So if we're not careful, amen, this is exactly, I don't know what's going to happen in the next 10, 15 years if we're still here. Amen. That's eventually is probably where this thing is going to be heading. Amen? At least that's what they want it to be. That's their idea. For us to merge with robots and things like that. Amen. But there's a loss of critical thinking, diminished creativity, erosion of personal responsibility, and dependence on artificial wisdom. Amen? So let's take that and put it into spiritual. Amen. Over-reliance on your fig leaf religion, amen, it will weaken your critical thinking about your own life. Amen? Yep. Praise God. In the things you do and the things you say, amen?
Yep.
In Proverbs 3:5, it tells us this, that trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Right. Right.
Amen? Yeah. And that's what the Bible says. Don't trust your own heart. Your own heart is deceitful. Amen?
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Amen? All right, so if over-reliance, amen, on artificial intelligence does these things, then in the spiritual, over-reliance on your fig leaf religion will also weaken your creativity for God, which was created for you to be a little creator here on earth, to create atmospheres.
Amen.
The weakening of your spiritual creativity diminishes the work you can do for the benefit of others. Amen? Praise God.
Right.
So, creativity. See, we were originally supposed to be creators.
Amen?
And in Exodus 35:30, there was a story there. You can read it on your own, but it says this. God filled Bezaleel and Oholiab with his spirit. Amen? With God's Spirit, giving them wisdom, understanding, and artistic ability to design the tabernacle, amen, of Moses.
Right.
You see? Because they were in tune with the word of the hour of that day, you see?
Amen.
And so make sure that you are in tune with the word of the hour, amen, with the word, amen. And then over-reliance on you. Now, when I say fig leaf religion, is relying upon you, upon what you can do, you see? Over-reliance on your fig leaf religion, it weakens, causes you to not own up to your own mistakes,
right.
And to always think you are always right.
Yeah. Right.
And the Pharisees always thought they were right. Amen?
That's right.
And Jesus told them in Luke chapter 18, when he gave that parable, he said, there was a parable of a man praying one time, and And he went to the temple to pray, and he was a Pharisee. And the other person that was next to him praying was a publican. And this is what the Pharisee's prayer was. He said, he stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican here. Amen. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. You cannot truly say that he had the spirit of Christ, right? Christ is not selfish. Christ is not self-centered. Amen. And the publican standing afar off, the publican who was always turned down, amen, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Amen. Right.
And I tell you, Jesus saying, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified,
yes,
rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased,
yes,
and he that humbleth himself,
amen,
shall be exalted.
Amen.
Amen. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, just reading here real quick, 8, 1 through 3. Now, regarding your question about food that has been offered to idols, yes, we know that we all have knowledge about this issue. But while knowledge makes us feel important, it is love that strengthens the church.
Amen.
Right. I'm just reading in the New Living Translation.
Yep. Right.
Knowledge makes us feel important. And that's what artificial intelligence gives us, is knowledge.
Right.
Makes us feel like you know something.
Yeah.
Right.
But he says knowledge puffeth up.
Yeah.
Anyone who claims to know all the answers doesn't really know very much, Paul says in verse 2. Yeah. But the person who loves God is the one whom God recognizes.
Amen.
Amen. I'll finish with this. I'll have the musicians come. Do you remember that story that Brother Branham told about that man who went up and to speak at in Chicago, I believe it was, and he said that man was there to blast, you know, Brother Branham, and to blast all the ministers there that they were of the full gospel businessmen and all that. And he said he went up there I'll just read it the way Brother Branham says. He says, and when he did, he had everything wrote out in a book about like that. And I'm sure Brother Branham was maybe saying it was a thick book, an intellectual sermon. You couldn't have heard a better one. But he found out when speaking it didn't go with full gospel people. That intellectual ideas, he comes stomping up there with his chest out and throat it out. And he even made fun of them and everything. But when he did, he found out it didn't go so good. So he found out he was wrong. He closed up his books and walked down with his shoulders down, humbly walking down. And there was an old saint sitting over a corner, punched the one next to him and said, if he would have went up the way he came down, he would have come down the way he went up.
Right, amen.
Amen. If he would have went up to the podium,
yep,
the way he came down,
yep,
he would have come down the way he went up.
Amen.
He would have come down the way he went up. So that's about right, Brother Brown says. So it's so important in this hour, amen, to be humble.
Amen.
Amen.
To be humble. Amen. Have humility. Amen. Doesn't matter what you know. Amen. I'm trying to I take it more now, more and more. If somebody doesn't ask me, then I don't need to offer them my opinion. Most of the time, most people don't care about your opinion. Yeah. But if they really want to know, they'll ask you.
Right?
And so it's important in this hour, amen, to know, amen, do you want something artificial or are you going to stick with the real? I want to stick with the real.
Amen.
The real always survives.
Always.
The real always, amen,
right,
humbles himself.
Amen.
The real will take me back to the original.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. The fake will always pass away.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God's word never pass away. Praise the Lord,
amen,
Jesus. Let's stand to our feet.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's just have a word of prayer. We can play that softly. Mr. Esh.
Yep.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you once again for the opportunity that you've given us, Lord, to open back the pages of your word. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would have your way, Lord God, through the words that were being spoken. Lord, may you just help your people, Lord Jesus. In the hour that we're living in, Lord God, it's so deceiving and so corrupt. But, oh God, your real word still stands. And, Lord, we can write upon that word, Lord Jesus. As Brother Brandon was given that story, Father God, upon that log that he was writing on, saying, screaming, I'm writing on it, I'm writing on it. Lord, we're writing on this word, Father, and this word will take us, Lord Jesus, to where you promised that it would take us. I pray that you'd help us to be discerning. I pray that you would help us, Lord God, to meditate, Lord Jesus, upon what is true life, oh Lord, and what is fake and what is death, Lord God. And Lord, I ask that you would just have your way in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Bless the young people. Help them, Lord, in this hour, Lord God. Lord, they're the ones, Heavenly Father, they're having to face many things. Lord, that many things are put before them, Lord God. And sometimes they are not given the time or the opportunity to even consider or even think, where is this leading me? Is this even real? Oh, but oh God, I pray that you would just help them, Lord. Help our young people. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Lord, bless our pastor. Bless, Lord God, all the deacons. Bless, Lord, the musicians, all of the ones, the trustees, everyone who has a job here in this little church, Lord God. Bless them all, Lord, and help them, Lord Jesus. Bless their families. We commit the rest of this time into your hands, the rest of the evening into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen. The Lord for just a moment.
Jesus, the light of the world. All ye saints of light proclaim. Jesus, the light.
We'll walk in the light,
the beauty.
Amen. We are the ones that walk, amen, in the light.
Amen.
We're the people of the day and not of the night. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Wade, I don't know if you had anything to say. Amen. Just remember all the announcements. And Lord willing, we'll see you all Saturday. Those of you who are married, those of you who want to spend some time with others, amen, and have some fun and enjoy yourselves for a little while.
Amen.
Have your picture taken.
Amen.
Yeah, just come out. And we're just looking forward to a good time and just looking forward to seeing everybody that's going to be there as well. Amen. Well, God bless you. Let's just sing that one more time and we're getting ready to be dismissed. Or whatever you have in mind.
We'll walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus. The light of the world. We'll walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day. Jesus, the light of the world.
Amen. Before we go this evening, Brother Bob, would you dismiss us in the word of prayer, brother? God bless you. You're dismissed.
By day and by night, Jesus, the light of